If you have a breakfast lover in your house, they already know this news, but you might not. We got a new breakfast joint here in Fargo, Benedict's Morning Heroes, and I got a chance to go try it the other day. I was blown away by some of this, including a hot sauce I want to talk about.
No, I was so sad. I was supposed to come with you, and I didn't get to.
I feel bad. I feel like I should have waited for you, but don't worry. Okay. One of these mornings, we'll just go over there and have some breakfast. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good. And they open up early, so we can do it before the show.
Right?
Easy as that. Like 6 a.m. That's my kind of place.
The beauty of it.
That's my kind of place.
And how often have we been talking about, like, we need another breakfast place that's right off the interstate? Like, in South Fargo, we're talking about that 32nd Avenue corridor. Good news. They've arrived. On the phone with us right now is Mike Rakin. It sounds like bacon is how he told me to pronounce
it, which
is great. Yep. with Benedict's. Mike, welcome to the Mighty 790. Good to have you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so first and foremost, let's talk about this. It's not everyone who wants to get into the restaurant business, and certainly not everyone who says, I want to get into a very specific niche of the restaurant business. I want to specialize in breakfast.
Yeah, well, you're talking to the guy. So you want the story or what?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up cooking. I started when I was about 13 and kind of worked my way through high school and went to culinary school and found myself in high-end dinner-based restaurants. I did that most of my career. And as a chef, you know, I typically would have off Sundays and Mondays. And, you know, come Sunday, I'd want to go out for breakfast or brunch around the area where I live in the Minneapolis area. And, you know, there's only a handful of spots to go, and there was always a line out the door. So inevitably, I ended up just making breakfast at home most days. And I had an opportunity in Wayzata, and it was a great deal on a space. But the caveat was, and at this time, I was owner and running a restaurant downtown Minneapolis in a hotel. So we did breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and all this stuff. And so this person approached me to do a spot in Wayzata, and the caveat was we had to offer breakfast. So I sat and I noodled it. And, you know, there's restaurants that serve the weekend brunch, but, you know, it's not the same as a place that just specializes in breakfast or brunch. And so I said, let's do it. And so we created the concept Benedict's, and, you know, it's great because we're done by 3, and, you know, we attract industry vets that, you know, are tired of the night game. And, it's our thing is breakfast. And I love it. I love eggs, and it's a lot easier to recover on an overcooked egg than it is a giant ribeye. it's a totally different game, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, and I mean, I think that they're just like you're saying, like there's a huge need for it. People are always looking for a breakfast spot. Let's be honest. None of us are getting younger. And we also want to be done going out to eat by 3 o'clock most days.
It's true.
It is. And we want a good spot. And tell us your favorite thing on the menu. Like you got into this breakfast game. There must be something. Is it the Eggs Benedict? Is that where the name comes from?
Yeah, that's where the name comes from. Yeah, I would say that's probably some of my favorites. I like it all. If it's on the menu, I like it for a reason. It depends on the mood. I'm a savory guy, so yeah, I think our pancakes are wonderful, but I'm not a sweet guy. So occasionally, you know, on a rare occasion, I'll have a pancake, but I think they're delicious. I gravitate towards, you know, our classic Benedict. I love our Huevos Ranchero. I think our Chilaquiles is really good. Breakfast burritos. We have some really good sandwiches. And our burger, don't sleep on our burger. It is off the chain.
Now, Mike, one thing I want
to call
out. Does
the burger have an egg on it?
Oh, good question.
One of them. Yeah, we have a brunch burger with an egg on it.
And
we have our old school with the special sauce and shredded lettuce, tomato onion. That's really good.
Yum.
Too.
Mike, one of the things I want to call out, which is sometimes, you know, a breakfast potato changes. Like my one is maybe one time hash browns, but maybe I want to try those, you know, like breakfast potato styles. Here's the nice thing about the menu at Benedict's. You guys have so many potato options for me. Everything from the French fries. Those tots, those must have been a labor of love to design these tots that you guys have. And that was certainly something that was featured when I was there. Can you tell me why you're leaning into the tot side of things?
You know, it's 100% scratch kitchen. And, you know, I'm a firm believer if we're going to serve it, we got to make it and do it to the best of our ability. So currently I think we have, it's either 5 or 6 different kinds of potatoes we make in-house. And yeah, the Midwest, you know, everybody loves tots, and it was just something we kind of developed over the years. And you know, we start by peeling potatoes, and we steam the potato, we let them cool overnight, then we got to shred them, then we got to season them all up, and then we form them, and then we got to steam them again to set it, and then slice them and fry them. So I mean, it's it's like a two to three day process just to make those. And you know, I would say, talking about potatoes, our breakfast potatoes, do not sleep on those. Those are, you know, they're three times cooked. We toss them in herbs and garlic, and they're darn good.
We are talking about Benedict's. It's a new spot in South Fargo, right off of 32nd Avenue there. They're on the east side of the interstate when you get off on the 32nd Avenue exit. Benedict's Morning Heroes. Mike, what is one surprising thing on the menu, or a surprising thing that you do with a menu item that people will go, I've not heard of that, or, ooh, I really liked that?
I think the chilaquiles is one. I think a lot of people maybe haven't heard of those. And, you know, it's a traditional Mexican dish. You take tortillas, we fry them up, and then we toss them in like a warm fire-roasted salsa that we make. And you top it with, you know, think of like a warm breakfast Mexican nacho. And it's just so good.
Yum. What are they called?
Chilaquiles. I think people get scared of it because they don't want to sound silly pronouncing something they don't know how to pronounce. But I'd say that's a good sleeper item.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to just point at the item in the menu, too. So
you and me both. How do you say this?
Next time I go in, I know one of the things I want to try is, I had a friend who said that they tried the pork chop, and they said, it is that breakfast pork chop that you're always dreaming of. Mike.
Pork chop for breakfast? You would do a pork chop for breakfast.
Right?
If they put spaghetti on the menu, you'd be like, yep, that's a good breakfast item.
Mike, back me up on this. We're already eating ham. We're eating bacon.
It's true.
Why not another great pork product?
You're true. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mike, you know, before we let you go, one of the things I wanted to comment too was, you guys have a hot sauce that knocked me out of my socks. It was spicy, but that wasn't the flavor of it. You know, sometimes things are just hot for hot sakes. And I understand you guys make that in-house.
We do. Yeah, it's a blend of tomatoes and pickled chilies. I think we have like five different kinds of chilies in there. We pickle it for a period of time, and it's got some other secret seasonings. And, that's all house-made.
I can't believe we've gotten this far, and I haven't shared this. Deviled eggs are also on the menu. So if you're someone who likes deviled eggs and you don't want to like go through the process of making them, don't worry. Benedict's will take care of that for you. And then I also tried your monkey bread while I was there too. And that must be a signature item because it seems like that was the thing that went the fastest.
There's no better way to start breakfast. We have, you know, our house made monkey bread, which we make fresh daily. And then we have some drop donuts that we do and serve that with a little Nutella sauce. But that's a great way to start brunch, I would say.
That's awesome.
Okay, now that we're all hungry,
right?
You're open until 3.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. Benedict's. It's a new spot down on. Is there a name for that little spot you're in down there?
They're calling it the Mercado.
The Mercado.
Interesting.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I would say next to where the old Kubota dealership was is what I've been telling people.
Correct. That's what I've been saying. I've been saying south of 94 and east of 29.
There you go. Love it.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much. Thanks for opening up a new spot where we can go and share a cup of coffee and have a deviled egg if we want to.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing you all there soon.